The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we had some technical difficulties yesterday. Do forgive us. Don't know what happened in that particular situation at that particular time, but we are back. We will give you what you missed yesterday. And so if you hear a little of something that we talked about yesterday, keep in mind it's the Word of God. It's all good. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they would be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check us out online, friends. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're just getting the tip of the iceberg as to what I can, well, unload on you for the short time that I'm allotted on a daily basis. But there is article after article after article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also check out who we are and what it is that we do across the country on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. Stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And yes, friends, if this is the first time that you've been listening or have listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's get to it, friends. Who is Severance Chad Eugene? Who is Severance Chad? Who is Severance Chad E? Who is Severance Eugene? Who is Severance Turner Chad? Who is Severance Chad E? Severance Chad Eugene? Who is this guy? I don't know. Hey, folks, have you all heard of the transgender hero in the Carolinas that's trying to push a bill where men that believe they're women can go ahead and use either bathroom? And the women that believe that they're men, they can go ahead and use either bathroom as well? Well, this is the guy that's actually the hero of the transgender movement. Interestingly enough, for those that have not taken the time to check out who is Mr. Severance Chad Eugene to Severance Chad to Severance Chad E to Severance Eugene, Severance Turner Chad, Severance Chad E. These are all his aliases names. This individual keeps changing his name. You don't know why he keeps changing his name? The transgender bill bathroom in the Carolinas? You know who he is? He keeps changing his name, friends. I want to emphasize that for a reason, because you need to understand these are the people behind the bathroom bill. The leader of the trans bathroom charge in Charlotte, North Carolina, is a sex offender. Now, I want you to keep in mind, too, to show you how government is using these criminals to push forth their government interest, said Chad Feldblum. And by the way, Chai Feldblum, keep in mind, this is the commissioner of the Equal Opportunity Employment Opportunity Commission by none other than the criminal himself in the White House. Now, listen carefully. This is what's behind these criminals that are on the front. Now, I was just talking about Chad Severance here, who keeps changing his name, and he changes his name for a reason, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But let's listen to Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who works for Barack Hussein Obama, one of the 225 that is making way to upend your sovereignty for your foreign enemies to take over. Yes, that's a fact. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish. And hence, said Chai Feldblum, that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs, who's the end aim here, friends, of the homosexuals? The Christians, will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. See, the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram, as if I've shouted out from the rooftops hundreds of times on the airwaves to warn you that they are being used to upend your sovereignty, to give way to a foreign enemy. To their own blindness, they see it not, and nor do they want to listen. But I want to say this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. Well, guess what, friends? They're taking all of you with them. Now, you heard from Chai Feldblum. You also know that in the Carolinas, Governor Nikki Haley, she said that she would open the bathroom to the man that wanted to use the woman's bathroom. She would open the door to the man that wanted to use the woman's bathroom. Now, why would she say that? Let's go back to the leader of the trans bathroom charge in Charlotte, who has a sex offender status. The homosexual leader of efforts in North Carolina to allow men to use women's bathroom is a convicted and registered sex offender. Now, you can check that out on Breitbart News if you'd like to. Chad Severance is his real name. He's the president of Charlotte Business Guild, which describes itself as a network of the LGBT professional business owners, employees, and individuals in the Charlotte area who meet to nurture a network of businesses and contacts, encourage fellowship support among community businesses, professional and charitable pursuits, and provide and promote positive role models in the LGBT. The leader is Chad Severance, okay? He is a child pedophile, sex offender, for those that did not know. Now, again, don't tell me I didn't tell you so, but I told you so, friends. I told you once again. In 1998, Severance worked as a youth minister and in their capacity allured younger men to his apartment to spend the night, where Severance showed them pornography illegally and tried to talk them into having sex with them. His youth group. One boy testified that he woke up to find Chad Severance fondling him, molesting these young boys. Severance was convicted on one charge of sexual molestation as a minor. Sexual molestation of a minor is leading up the bathroom bill in North Carolina, a convicted sexual offender. Now, for government or any representative in any capacity that is helping this individual along, I want you to understand they're two peas in a pod. And they're all being used for the same purpose, to upend your sovereignty. By the way, friends, he wasn't charged just once. He was charged a couple of times. And I wanted you to know, because people were calling and saying, hey, how do I make a difference in North Carolina? Here, I think I just gave you exactly what you needed to blow this whole thing open in North Carolina. The leader, Chad Severance, is a registered sex offender and a pedophile.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Getting phone calls, friends, but we're going to open it up to those that stick to topic. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get over to our topic in which we've been talking about over the last 4 days. Yesterday, we didn't have a very good shot at that, but we're going to pick it up from where it was left off yesterday in just a moment here. Folks, we're highlighting right now the leader of the trans bathroom charge in Charlotte. He's a sex offender. His status is online. His name is Chad Severance. He keeps changing his name because people are catching on to him. This needs to be noted. And interestingly enough, it's not been noted by the local news outlets there in North Carolina, friends. They all the well know who this individual is. He's a registered sex offender. And what they're doing is when the people are calling him out for his crimes against minors, that's pedophilia, homosexual crimes, friends, they're calling it mudslinging. And the news outlets, the media outsources, friends, in North Carolina will not give the people the full truth as to the one leading the charge concerning the neutral gender bathroom bill. And guess who's right along with them, friends? None other than the governor of the state. I've shared with you in the times past, friends, to go ahead and go to Conspiracy of Silence. You'll understand why this is so widespread. You'll also understand that governors, representatives, in whatever capacity they serve we the people in, when they are going along to tear down the laws in which the Mosaic Institution have instituted and established, you can rest assured they're guilty of the crime. Don't ask me. Ask Paul Benazzi. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. Conspiracy of Silence. It's all over the website. These are a bunch of kids that were in orphanages at Boys Town, a Catholic boys home in Nebraska. And what they did is they took them out. They lured them. They got them addicted to drugs, and they started to sell them off to pedophile rings to politicians in none other than Washington, D.C. So, again, if you want to understand why your politicians are not standing, you better understand that they're compromised men. They've been extorted. They're controlled men. They're doing what they're told to do, or else you better bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on. So we covered that. And I also wanted to get to this, friends, again, to show you always as to what's behind it. And I'm telling you, I know I'm right. And if you open up your eyes, you'll see exactly what is being used in front of the radical Muslims that are being used to infiltrate the United States of America. Pamela Geller, she appeared on One American News Network last night to discuss Obama's surge of Muslim Syrian refugees into the United States of America. And again, like that of what's going on in none other than Charlotte, North Carolina, where there's a sex offender leading up the transgender or the gender neutral bill for men to use women's bathrooms. Folks, this is the sickest thing I've ever heard. Well, they're hiding the information that he is a sex offender. Well, the same thing that's going on concerning the surge of illegals coming into the United States of America, the state-controlled narrative to their own demise individually and to their posterities, individualities concerning their future. They are giving themselves over to an enemy that means to destroy not just us, but the useful idiots that are covering up for them. I want you to listen carefully. Again, friends, this is what appeared on television yesterday. American News Network. Listen carefully, my friends.
Phase three now, the Muslim invasion of America and the Obama surge. Both are underway under a virtual news blackout from the mainstream media. 10,000 Muslim immigrants are being brought here into your neighborhoods over the next several months. That's hundreds per week, and these are the top four states receiving the greatest numbers of immigrants from Muslim countries and cultures: Michigan, California, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. But this is only the beginning. Other states will be targeted.
Is it true that the screening process is being expedited for the number of refugees who are coming in from Syria?
Well, I know that there has been an effort to put additional resources behind this effort that could make the process move more quickly. But I'd refer you to both the State Department and DHS for an update.
Stonewalling. On
that. I am confident in telling you that in no scenario would the standards be weakened.
There is no standard.
The goal was still 10,000 by the fiscal year.
That is still the goal.
How do you think the president would explain to Mrs. Merkel about his inability to have that happen here in the United States when Germany's taken in close to, I think, maybe a million people?
Well, again, I think the president, when he travels to Germany, will be prepared to tell her that he's prepared to meet the goal.
Seems like it might be a little embarrassing to not be able to get to this.
So hang on a second here. So we have Josh Earnest, the stooge for the stooge, both useful idiots for the New World Order monkeys, are basically stonewalling the questions. And the reporter said, basically, do you see what's happening over in Germany and in France right now? They're being plundered by these people. And keep in mind, Germany and France, again, friends, just in case you didn't know, are taking orders from the White House. All the while knowing what's going on over in France and in Germany, those countries are being destroyed and plundered, and children and women and men, folks, are being killed and raped by these individuals. They are more than willing to let more of them in, and Barack Hussein Obama, under your noses, friends, is welcoming them in with a blackout concerning the state-controlled media. Listen to the rest of this.
But Ron, I'm not willing to say that we're not going to hit the goal.
So, Obama has figured it all out. He's speeding up the process. It's happening so fast that we, the people, can't keep track of what is happening. And what is happening is a silent, government-sponsored invasion of this country by uncivilized people who largely do not assimilate and will not adhere to our customs and culture. This is the coup de grace of the Obama fundamental transformation. Joining me.
Now, I wanted you to hear that because, again, friends, we have been on the lead of this for many years. Because when we look at Scripture, we can tell you exactly what's coming down the road. Now, isn't it interesting? The Lord said that if you want to disobey me, I'm going to repay you to your face seven times. Is that not interesting? Now, what we see is we see the administration ignoring the American people and doing what they will, regardless of what your voice declares that they can and cannot do. Now, it's the same thing, if you look at it in Scripture, it's the same thing the American people are guilty of before a God, a just and a holy God. Let me bring you over to Deuteronomy 28 so you can understand. And after giving the blessings, in Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. Okay? Now, weigh that one out. If you do not listen to the commandments of the Lord, this is what's going to happen. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day. This was the warning to the people that would receive the blessings for obeying and hearkening, listening carefully to the commandments of the Lord. He said, if you shall go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them, it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto me, saith the Lord, the voice of the Lord thy God states, Deuteronomy 28 verse 15, to observe and to do all his commandments and statutes which I command you, not suggest to you, in which I command you this day, that all these curses will come upon you, is what the promise is under judgment. Now, going to the topic of what in more specificity concerning the Word of God, when you see what it says, I want to ask you, how prophetically right on could we be? In verse 36, Deuteronomy 28, he tells us, the Lord shall bring you and your king. We have a president here. He thinks he's a king. He's a narcissist. And Isaiah 14, when you get a moment, read it. You'll understand what I'm talking about, because Satan himself was a narcissist who was cast down from heaven. But in saying that, the Lord shall bring you and your president, which you shall set over you. Yes, he was put there illegally. But keep in mind, it says, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Now, I want you to also understand, friends, when I'm reading that just at the beginning of this week, it was proclaimed and promulgated throughout truthers that through the state, not the state-run media, but the mainstream truther media outlets, those that are willing to actually give you the truth. It was told to you, America, on this radio program and several others, as well as outlets online, that Barack Hussein Obama means to give America sovereignty over to the UN. How much more specific do you want Scripture to be? That's Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. Verse 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and you shall come down very low. This is a part of disobedience to this nation before a just and a holy God. Now, verse 49, it says, Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. And when you read verse 52, it says, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down where you trusted. Why is this happening? Because America, what you have done by turning your shoulder towards heaven and ignored God, that's exactly what the government's doing to you today. And it's a sign of God's perfect judgment. Be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me get you up to date really quick here, friends. On Monday, we talked of the fear of the Lord. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. We talked about the character of God. Tuesday, we talked about how God does sin, judge sin. Sodom and Gomorrah, Ananias and Sapphira. We can go to Eli, Hophni, Phinehas. Folks, we can look through Scripture from, again, all the way from Genesis to Revelations, friends. You'll see that God does not play. If you want to dare the justice of God, you're going to get a response because, again, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. On Wednesday, we talked of the modern myth of how God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, and how 11 of the 12 apostles were actually martyred. Now, I believe that's probably where we got cut off as far as the problems that we were having online. And we broadcasted with a double message. There was two messages playing at the same time. And for that, I ask you, please do forgive me. We had no power over that. It was a fluke. And I call it spiritual warfare every step of the way. Knowing that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, we know that that's unscriptural. We know that Jesus spoke of love, namely saying or telling anyone that he loved them at any time. He only demonstrated that. And again, going back to 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. So love isn't love until you give it away. Love gives, lust takes. So let's make the distinction here, okay? And we're called to give our lives up for mankind. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. Now, in saying that, I want to get over to Paul's wonderful life. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Let's go to that part, that portion of what we've been told, which is unscriptural as well. Is God good to his children? Absolutely. No question about it. Those that keep his commandments, he is merciful to them. Nobody is questioning that in any sense of the word. But I want you to see the price paid by the apostles who shed their blood to give us that blood-bought book called the Bible, which is the most famous book in the world, regardless if you read it or not. And as a matter of fact, in many cases, I could probably come over to your houses, and there's so much dust on it that I could put damnation on the top of it, couldn't I? And that would be to your own shame. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But if we go over to Paul and we go to 2 Corinthians 11, we can just go to that. We can go to Philippians 3. We can go to 1 Corinthians as well, friends. As a matter of fact, like D.L. Moody rightly said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. That's exactly right. Because if I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. So therefore, I am yielded to his glory, his purposes. As a matter of fact, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Read Acts 4 and 5 when you get a moment. But let's go to this. What is the wonderful plan that Paul was talking about? Well, if you go to 2 Corinthians 11, it says five times he received 40 stripes except one. That means he received 39 stripes five different times by the Jewish people. Three times he said, I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. As a matter of fact, in verse 27, 2 Corinthians 11, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings often, in a cold, friends, and nakedness, time and time again. He spent more time in jail than he did being liberated, but he was liberated within the bars, friends, which encouraged the brothers to preach all the more. Read Philippians 1 and 2. He said, besides those things that took place, he said, that which come upon me daily, he said, the care of all the churches as well, on top of going through all of that. Remember it said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way? Matthew 7, that's what he's talking about. He went on to say, in Damascus, the governor under Artus, the king, kept the city of Damascus with the garrison, an army, desirous to apprehend me. But he said, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hand. Hey, friends, who was the church's opposition? Who is the church's opposition today, friends? A state that doesn't want to be ruled by God. Did you hear what I said? A state that doesn't want to be ruled by God. How do we reconcile this with the message that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Again, God loves you through demonstration. Look to the cross of Calvary. That is love and demonstration. When I tell my children and my wife that I love them, I tell them 1 John 3:18, I love you by what I do, not what I say. And it's interesting how backwards men have it today. They settle for lip service. Yet it was Jesus that said, you offer me your lip service, but your hearts are far from me. Let's get this straight, folks. Again, love is in demonstration. And I want to tell you, concerning the posterity in this country today, they're looking for love demonstrated. They want to see the grown-ups, the parents, the grandpas and the grandmas and the uncles and the aunts and the dads and the moms and the brothers and the sisters and the uncles and cousins and neighbors. They want to see real love demonstrated. They want to be protected from what's going on. They want to see and follow the real Christ. Listen. If you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. And I'm telling you, this generation is dying to live for the truth, regardless if they like it or not. How do you reconcile that when we look at Scripture, friends, when John G. Lake said Christianity didn't go into the world apologizing the way that we're seeing today? It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil and lived in holy triumph. Is that what you're seeing today? Or are you seeing apologetics? Are you seeing the professed church holding its line, defending itself rather than being on the offensive? They're on the defensive, losing ground, being painted into a corner with their excuses? Yep, that's exactly what you see. I'm sorry, being painted into the corner with their compromises before a just and a holy God. Yep, that's exactly right. I want you to hear what George Whitefield said, the Great Awakening preacher who was preaching to colleges during the foundation of this country. He said, "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me." Isn't it amazing how you see professed Christians in this country today who talk about, oh, how they're at peace with the world? How are you at peace with the world that's at war with God? And you claim that you're Christ. You stinking hypocrite to the max. Oh, it's a peace that passeth all understanding. It must. Because I'll tell you what, I am a miserable individual on a daily basis. And I'm talking about a misery with the righteous indignation towards the things that are going on in this country. Because I am very, very bothered by the afflictions which take place in this country concerning the church and the innocent in this country. Are you? And if you were, then how do you call it peace? No, the Christ gives us a peace that overcomes. And it passes all knowledge. Yes, that's truth. There's no question about it. But also understand, he said, the peace that I give unto you is not as the world giveth unto you. He said, but don't be dismayed. Don't be encumbersome. Don't be overwhelmed. He said, I have overcome the world. And what is it that overcomes the world anyways? The faith of the Son of God. Read 1 John. Hey, folks, let's go to this. This is a quote by E.M. Bounds. Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes, Ephesians 6, who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not an entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. Read Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe in being in the end more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. He said, from start to finish, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. How often across this country I am bewildered at the lack of Christianity, namely of those that profess they belong to Christ. Because in their lives there's no war. They're at peace with a world that's killing babies. And God said, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. But they're at peace with the world. They're at peace with the world where the government sanctions the murder of them innocent in which they are responsible before their Heavenly Father. How do you find peace in that state? There isn't any. That's a hypocrite from A to Z, especially when you know the Word of God. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it, can you not? What a misconception, E.M. Bounds said, many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. Demands upon them. How ignorantly they seem to be the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march, let me tell you, every given step, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, read Revelations 12:17. Folks, he goes on. The discipline, the self-denial, the spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in the Christian life that the professed Christians in America think it's foreign. Yet E.M. Bounds finishes with this. He said, the Christian life is warfare from beginning to the end. How many of you out there actually understand what I'm saying right now? Have you ever passed through the furnace and have been taught by the Spirit of God, Deuteronomy 5, as Moses did? And taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You are called to be ministers of the flames of fire, friends. Hey, friends, you can't go to heaven or go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. So if you've been crucified and you've been baptized, you need to pray for the Holy Ghost who's promised unto those that ask for him. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know-how. Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I am jumping on top of live radio time here for a purpose because we've got so much to cover. And by the way, in between breaks, I'm thanking the Lord because, folks, the Lord's reigning in this studio right now, and I hope that you are receiving the same anointing that I am right now, because I know that we're track on. I know we're spot on. I know we're hitting the nail right on the head. Exposing the falsities of the modern gospel. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And folks, I want to just, for the sake of time again, stick to the topic here. I want you to understand that right after Jesus was crucified, I'm going to show you what took place before he was crucified, and then I'm going to show you what took place right after he was crucified, so you can understand what the cross of Christ means. It's understanding the power of God unto redemption, okay? In the book of Mark, chapter 8 in verse 27, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." So again, it gives you an understanding to the character of Jesus, who was bold as a lion, who was called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he saith unto them, "But who do you say that I am?" to his disciples. And Peter said unto him, he said, "You're the Christ, the anointed one." In verse 31, he began to tell them right after that. He said that the Son of Man must suffer many things. As a matter of fact, even when you go over to Paul, friends, you'll find that the first thing that the Lord told Paul on Damascus, on the road to Damascus, when he knocked him down by that light, that power of who he is, the Holy One of Israel, in Jesus' name. And speaking of Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, it's interesting. He told him how many things he must suffer for his namesake when he was giving instructions unto the individual that was to prophesy into his life. That was the first thing he said to him. But notice again, right after, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And then he said to his disciples, who do you say that I am? Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, the religious hypocrites, and of the chief priests, the religious hypocrites, and the scribes, the doctors of the law, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Also keep in mind, Jesus said to beware in chapter 8 of Mark, verse 15, take heed, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and of the Herodians. The hypocritical doctrine of governments. Okay? Listen to what he said right after that. After he told his disciples, this is how many things the Son of Man must suffer. He's going to be killed and he's going to rise 3 days later. Peter, not understanding, because we understand that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. Jesus always said that he who has ears to hear. And then if you go to Mark 4, he talks about the parable and he said, I'm always going to give you parables, but I'll give you understanding when we're alone. And that's exactly what he did. He taught not, he always taught with parables so you can understand what's going on in the spiritual. You can also read John 3, where he was talking to Nicodemus, and he said to him, listen, hey, if you don't understand earthly things, how will you understand heavenly things? See, he was always teaching them the things of the Spirit by giving them natural analogies or parables, okay? But going back to this, he began to teach them the Son of Man must suffer many things and be killed and be risen 3 days later to the glory of the Father, okay? He spake that openly, and then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. That carnal man who thought he was doing a good deed began to rebuke Peter. Peter took him and began to rebuke him in front of the disciples. Peter rebuked Jesus. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, this being Jesus, he rebuked Peter and he said, get behind me, Satan, for you savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he called unto them the people unto him with his disciples, he said unto them, listen carefully. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35, Mark 8. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of the Father with his holy angels. Hey folks, we're not in the business of denying the Christ. Far be it from us, Lord, every single one of us. Far be it from us, Lord, and by the grace of God we will stand our ground in which the gates of hell shall not prevail. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, that was before he was crucified. After he was crucified and he was risen again, I want you to listen in John 20, verse 21. Listen carefully to what Jesus said to his apostles after the resurrection, after he was crucified. He showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to his disciples, peace be unto you, as my Father sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, friends. He showed him the cross marks. He showed them the five wounds. He showed him where they put the spear in his side and water and blood came out. As a matter of fact, the Puritan preachers used to study, when they would study the Word of God, they would always study the five wounds. They would always preach the blood of Jesus Christ. Because why? As a reminder, friends, because you're a blood-bought people. Both in the spiritual and in the natural. Look what you're allowing to take place, friends, in the spiritual and in the natural. You're allowing the enemy of your souls and the enemy of mankind within the United States of America, enemies to this country, to desecrate, the price paid to redeem you back unto themselves, both in the spiritual and in the natural. You know, John Calvin said, whosoever the Lord hath adopted worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. I'm telling you what, friends, how do you reconcile this with the smiling church leader that doesn't preach out against sin? Because he doesn't, he's not anointed, he's not called of God. Men are not ordained of men. God makes men, or God ordains men. And God makes men what they are, not other men. I don't care how many accolades they want to give each other. Martin Luther, that prophet of God, the reformer in the 1500s, said of himself, I am rough, boisterous, stormy, altogether warlike. Well, he was in a war. I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils, said Martin Luther. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear wild forests. And he said to those that, listen, you want to go and live the way that you want to live? You want to remain in your sin? He said, we want to avoid the punishment of sin. We want to resist it and defend our sins. We shall succeed as well as a dog that bites into the spine of a porcupine. But like that of John Wesley, in which I shared just the other day about how the Methodists and the Wesleyans, they wanted to come about, going back over to John Wesley, that prophet, that field preacher back in England in the 1700s, they didn't like his rough countenance, so they wanted to water it down. That's why when you look at Jesus, he's reproachful, he's disdainful, he's effeminate looking. That is not the risen Christ, friends. Read Revelations. It will identify the risen Christ, who is in power, who sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. Blessed be his name in Jesus Christ. Let him be glorified, friends. He is a man of mans, even in the natural. He was a carpenter. He spoke boldly and is one that had authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees who paint him out to be something that he is not. You know how they keep watering him down? So they want a different picture. They want a nicer looking picture. Get rid of those scars. Get rid of that skinniness. Man, I can see his bones through his skin. He doesn't look like he had a very good a basket in a storehouse filled with goodies all day long, does it? Nope. It doesn't. But he was faithful to God, and God was with him. Did you know that of Martin Luther King, people want to water him down too? They want to make him soft. It's interesting because hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King, he said, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King and the millennium, there's this year-by-year softening down of his image that he wasn't radical. He said, you have to be and have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to the physical level if need be. How is it that the world understands what I'm saying? You go to a rock concert, you go to a praise and worship service in a church today, it's pathetic. It's a joke for the most part. You go to a rock concert, I'll tell you what, those young sinners, they know how to get in the face of those that they mean to convert. How is it that the church hasn't learned that? And you can do that in holiness, church. As a matter of fact, that's how you do it in church. In power, signs, and wonders. It was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. But what did they say? Well, now that he's safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. Love ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.